What's up? Welcome to the Being Beautifully Honest podcast and channel. Thanks for being here, being subbed if you're not. Hit the button, and if you're listening on YouTube, hit the like. It's like walking in the room and hitting that light switch. Let's brighten up the place and get into this Beautifully Honest reaction. We know Stephen A. Smith was going to have something to say when it came to the Shannon Sharp viral audio of him allegedly smashing a female. I want to play what he had to say because I have something that I want to add to what I've already said and speak to what he was saying.
It's one thing to talk about stuff and be flirtatious and talk about what you gonna do like he's done on Nightcap and stuff like that when they brought up Megan Thee Stallion and other people. All that, that's just talk. But in terms of actually hearing and seeing him in action, nah, he ain't about that life. That's not what he wants to do. And so for me personally, I'm just looking at people and I'm like, why y'all tripping? Why everybody acting like, you know, he did something wrong? I'm not saying it was right to get caught on audio, getting it in like that, but because it's none of anybody's business. But if it was an accident, it was an accident. Anybody, any virgins out there, raise your hand. Any folks rolling around celibate out there, raise your hand. Anybody that ain't getting it in from time to time, if not more than time to time, Shay, raise your hand. Raise your hand. All these people looking to find some kind of criticism. I don't know what you can criticize. Now, let me say this to Shannon Sharp, because it's very important that I say this. Thank God you were handling your business. Because you know it would have been bad, right, if it was on audio and you were being insulted. You know that would have been bad. Shay, it would have been bad. You know, the whole crew would have been, I mean, not on camera, but off camera, we'd all been laughing at you. You know that, right? You know that, right? So thank God that wasn't what was going on, okay? And then he said, you know, it was, you know, Chad Ochocinco alluded to it. He said Cat Williams said, called them and said to him, quote, you ain't gay today. Because you know those rumors that they try to put out there about Shannon Sharp, which to my knowledge, first of all, I don't care if he is or isn't. It's none of my business. But I can assure you, I've never seen any evidence of that. Anytime over the years I've seen Shannon Sharp, he's been with a dime piece. That means somebody that looks very, very good. Okay, a female that looks very, very good. That's what I'm accustomed to seeing him around. That's what I'm accustomed to seeing that brother around. So I never bought into those rumors, not that I care, because I'm liberal on the social side. I'm fiscally conservative, but when it comes to your private life and how you live your life, that's your business. Gay, trans, bi, you know, heterosexual, homosexual, is none of my damn business. Okay? I got the kind of life I like to lead, which is the heterosexual. Anybody that wants to live differently, that's your business. I could care less. But if you a man who is a proud heterosexual, you don't enjoy people saying that you're gay, which is what they were saying about Shannon Sharp, which Shannon Sharp has openly admitted he found offensive.
Let me tell you something. I was trying to hold back my laughter when I was playing that and listening to it at the same time. Here's the thing. He spent a whole lot of time in that commentary talking about the gay rumors. If the man ain't gay, you ain't spending that much time talking about that. The fact that Cat Williams allegedly called him to say you ain't gay today, Cat Williams is a comedian, all right? That means absolutely nothing. Three, do you know how many gay men actually do have sex with women? That's a thing. Like, I don't know if he's unaware of that, but gay men actually do have sex with women. I'm not saying they all do, and I'm not saying they even like it, but it happens. And three, he may not be gay. That doesn't mean he's not bisexual. That doesn't mean he's not struggling in his identity. That means absolutely nothing. And five, do you know how many women fake it? like him saying it would have been embarrassing if you wouldn't, if you know, you weren't doing your thing. But clearly from what it sounded like, you were doing your thing. First of all, most people who have common sense believe that the whole thing was staged. It was an act. And so with it being an act, of course, she's not going to just sit there quiet or, you know, say, what are you doing? The, you know, it goes there and not there or whatever. So her sounding like she was sounding means absolutely nothing, because women fake it all the time. Because a lot of guys, they may think that they're doing the thing. And, you know, women say it all the time. I go back to an episode of Martin, one of my favorite sitcoms. All right. And that little clip where Gina and Pam, they were talking to each other. And they were like, you know, we all fake it sometimes. And Pam was like, I would know. Because it happens. It happens. So the fact that Stephen A. Smith is sitting there, I feel like he was throwing shade a little bit. And also it gave him something to talk about, you know, because that's what he does. He's become a bit of a gossip blogger now. That seems to be a pretty popular thing these days for people who were so above it, and now that's pretty much all they do, like him, Carlos King, just to name a few examples. But I digress. And then all these, you know, all these either former sports people who are now doing podcasts, and that's pretty much all they're doing is gossiping now. But I'm just saying, the chick sounded like she was sounding did not mean that they were really even doing anything. And then him growling, child, I don't know if that was him growling or the dog was in the room. So I just wanted to talk about that really quick. I just really find the whole thing amusing. His commentary on it, I find, you know, definitely he was throwing shade, I believe, as the amount of time that he spent talking about the gay, look, if he gay, like, I don't care if you're gay, you get, you know, if you're really friends with, if you're a man and you're friends with another man and you know that that man is not gay, you're not going to come out and say, you know, I don't care if he's gay or if he ain't gay. You're not going to say that. You're going to say, I know he is not gay. And then I'm saying, the women that I see him with, he's always with dime pieces. That means nothing, because he's got a lot of money. Of course he's not going to be seen looking, you know, being around somebody that looks busted and homely and whose name is Gertrude. It's just not going to happen. That doesn't mean that he isn't gay. Definitely doesn't mean that he's not bisexual. All right? But either way, we don't care. It's just the fact that so much time has been spent on this, with him going live with Ocho Cinco, with him showing his packets of the testosterone boosting pills that he takes to make sure that he has stamina or whatever. Like, if you're really even taking that, we don't care. But they're the ones that spend so much time on it, as well as trying to monetize off of the situation by saying, well, all my merch sold out. Anyway, you guys tell me how you feel about it in the comments. Thanks for being here, liking, and subscribing. I'm Beth, just being beautifully honest. So until next time, I wanted to keep it brief, beautiful, and now I'm going to say bye.